Welcome into the week 6 edition of the Sports Page. I'm the host, Paige DeMacos, here with my co-host, Jake Arians. And I got to introduce you guys to a tour producer. We decided to bring him in on the show because we make fun of him every week. And sometimes, occasionally, he gets really lucky and he's actually right. And his nickname that Jake has given him is Hype Train. So you won't know what his real name is. You can't find him on Twitter because we're not going to tell you. We might even make a t-shirt for this guy. His name is Hype Train, and that is because each and every week, he buys into the hype on something that is absolutely ludicrous. And occasionally, I'd say about 15% of the time, he's right. So Hype Train, say hello to the people.
What's up, guys? How's everybody doing? 15% I think is a little generous. I think I've had one this year. I had the Bills beating...
15% is definitely generous.
I think that's generous. I think I had one so far.
And it was a great one.
It was a good one.
It was a great one. The Bills a few weeks ago.
I did have some pretty bad ones. I think I have two today.
You have two Hype Trains.
Okay. Two of them.
So how this is going to work is he produces a show, so you don't really hear from him all that often, but he is going to interject when he has his Hype Train moments. And my, oh my, we have no idea what's coming, so he is probably going to get destroyed because that's just... how this room operates. We respect each other and we give each other shit. That's just how this works.
I'll be over here ready.
Yeah, get ready to bleep that one out. All right, so here we go. We're going to kick things off with Thursday Night Football. Philadelphia going on the road to play Carolina. Carolina is a 3-point favorite in this game. Both of these teams are 4-1. I didn't see Carolina turning it on like they had in the last few weeks, going on the road twice, playing New England and Detroit, winning both of those games. It looks like Cam Newton is back to form, and they finally started allowing him to run the football again, which is what he wants to do. If he stays healthy, now that's a whole other question, which is why they tried to rein him in. But we all know that's Cam's game, and he's the best version of Cam when he's allowed to run. So this team, if they can be that version of that team that they were in 2015, look out, because this team could be lethal.
Yeah, backyard basketball, right? Throw it up to the tall receivers. Cam runs around, makes some plays. The questions going into the season were Cam's health, missed the entire preseason, and he's looked phenomenal the last couple weeks. We're getting into week 5 and 6. What does that mean? He shook off the rust from the first 4 weeks. We knew the defense should be good. They look like they're back to form. You're not going to run it on them. 4-1, I didn't see coming, but they've been really good the last couple weeks. Philly, I didn't see 4-1 coming, but they've been really consistent. They're kind of like Detroit. They've been there. They're doing what they do. Carson Wentz has been phenomenal. Hype Train and I were talking about their third down conversions were insane. I don't think that can continue at the pace that they're going at, but I think it's a really good game. I've got 27-23 Panthers. I'm going with them at home. I always give the home team on Thursday night a few extra points because it is just hard to go play on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's hard to go and play on the road in general, but it's always hard to go play on these Thursday night games. Funky things do happen in this game, and I could see Carolina winning by a lot eventually because it's one of those games that kind of seems like it could be a trap game because it's a Thursday night game, and I just never know what to expect
and
on
Philly
Thursday
hasn't turned
night.
It over. So
no,
if they do
sure.
And that defense really gets going, that's a place that's weird. It's a really weird crowd in Carolina.
For sure.
It's very college basketball-ish.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But when things are going good, man, they get rocking. And it's Cam lives off that stuff. So you're right. If that ball starts rolling downhill, it's going to be hard to stop it for the Eagles.
I think they cover, but I think it's probably more like 30-24. I could see the score being. Hype Train, you got any notes on this one?
To go back to that third down conversion thing about Carson Wentz, 37 completions on third down this year. Leads the NFL. Averages 11 yards per attempt on third down.
Look at Hype Train dropping knowledge.
Six of those 37 passes went for touchdowns.
I.e., that can't continue.
Yeah,
there's no way that rate keeps going.
No, and he's had, you know, kind of a couple of lucky bounces, things going his way for sure. But it does look like he's taking that step forward that we were questioning going into the season, and he looks pretty good.
Let's give them credit,
far.
Too. The one loss was at Arrowhead, and they played him tough.
Yeah.
That went down to late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
so, I mean, Philly's been consistent,
for
and
sure.
been good every week.
And Kansas City's the most complete team in the NFL
Absolutely.
Right now. Miami going on the road to play Atlanta. Atlanta coming off a bye morning game, 11.5-point favorite at home. That is because this Miami offense is hard to figure out what's going on with Jay Cutler. I know we bought into the fact that he was with Adam Gase again and that this offense, you look at the players that they have around, alongside him. It's just this team is very hard to understand.
Are they, though? Three or four weeks ago, they were kind of hard to figure out.
Yes.
They have sucked.
Yeah.
For 3 weeks.
Okay, I wasn't going to say it as
sucked.
Clearly, but
I told you,
right,
I beat myself
right.
up last week for just thinking the fact that they could be good.
Yeah, no, they're not good.
You beat Tennessee last week without their starting quarterback, and you only put up 16-10. You were awful again offensively.
Yeah, Jay Cutler looks like Smokin' Jay. Looks like he cares even less than he cared in Chicago.
it ain't good.
No, it's not good.
I mean, I think Atlanta's got some injuries. I think they're back. I think they all play. Sanu, Julio. They got Tevin Coleman, which they can use more in the slot if they do have some receiver stuff. Terry Gabriel can step up. I mean, this offense is going
to
get
full
going
disclosure.
Eventually.
Jake's trying to talk himself into the fact that Tevin Coleman's going to get him a lot of fantasy points this week.
I still have him on the bench, but I'm just saying the dude is phenomenal in the slot.
He's a matchup
nightmare. And by the way, the Dolphins' pass defense sucks too.
For sure,
it's not very good. It hasn't been very good. It's not going to get any better. I got 31-20 Atlanta.
Yeah,
I don't see this as a very good game.
No, I see it 31-17. I don't even trust them to put up 17 points, let alone anything more than that. This team's just not very good. Hype Train, you got any notes here?
I have a question.
Oh, bring it on.
For the Dolphins, is it more that Jay Cutler is bad, or is it more that they can't run the ball?
I think it's a combination of both. I think Cutler is just, you know, we know what he can do and we know what he's capable of, but he just looks old. I mean, he just looks
like... It's a great question for Gary, who's studying the film.
For sure.
You know, I mean, I'm not watching film every week. I just trust my gut and what my eyes see, and it hasn't been very good. But Jay Ajayi, you were really successful running it, play action last year. That was more of their game, and they kind of went more to, we have these weapons, let's spread it out and throw it all over the place.
But that favors Jay Cutler.
Right, but running it and keeping somebody off of him favors Jay Cutler, too.
For sure. But I think they thought that they were going to be able to, like, look at these offensive weapons. Look at what we're going to be able to do with Cutler, who can throw the ball. And I just don't think – I think they kind of changed their philosophy a little bit and probably should have stuck with what they were going to do with Tannehill.
Let's be honest, this defense should be better than it is, too.
That's a good point.
They haven't been anywhere near up to their capabilities.
Absolutely. All right, Chicago, Trubisky's going on the road to play the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens are getting 6.5 at home. That's because it's a pretty tough defense. And as we discussed before we got on the show here, you know, this is a pretty tough matchup for a rookie going on the road. The Baltimore Ravens are pretty good defense. But he did face a very good Minnesota Vikings defense on Monday Night Football, was able to, you know, keep the offense going enough to not make too many mistakes.
Than the one that cost them the game.
For sure. I didn't anticipate them winning that football game. So
I didn't either. I didn't think it'd be that close. I didn't think he'd have a chance to win it at the game
or blow
it at the end.
I can't believe that they – I think if Mike Glennon was playing, they probably lost by 3 touchdowns.
I love your excitement.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm on board. I love the moxie and the swag the kid has. He's got that gunslinger mentality. He kind of looks young Brett Favre-ish because he can throw on the run.
Well, they need some wide receivers for him to throw the ball to.
They do. But
that would be the first.
They're going to be okay. There's going to be a lot of lumps the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah.
But he's going to turn the corner. If they give him some stuff, he's going to be fine. This is not a good week for him.
Nope.
There's not a better ball-hawking defense in the NFL. They already get a ton of turnovers this year. Good corners, good safeties, good scheme. I can see this one getting ugly. I got 27-17 Ravens because their offense isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they get 3 or 4 turnovers and Trubisky struggles.
Yeah, I said 27-20 going into this game. I just see this team on the road with the rookie having a tough time. And there's growing pains. The next few weeks are going to be moments where he rolls out and looks phenomenal. And there's going to be moments where he makes a mistake and you're like, yeah, he's a rookie.
Now, if this is 27-3 early, you could see a lot of what you're going to see in the future from him.
For sure.
Because they're down and they got to start slinging it.
They might throw it around a little bit.
Because it doesn't really fit within. There's going to be a lot of mistakes if that's the case. Because you said, they don't have any weapons to throw it to. You're not going to hand it off if you're trying to come back.
No.
But I think you're going to see what the kid really has if that's the case and they got to try to come back late. I just think it's an ugly week for him.
Yep, I would agree with that. Hype Train, you got any notes there?
A bit of a statement. Maybe it's an inaccurate one, but I do have a statement on this one.
Christ.
Rookie quarterbacks tend to not identify the safeties well, and this Ravens team's got two good ones in Tony Jefferson and Eric Weddle. And if he can't identify where they're coming from, there could be a lot of turnovers in this
game.
That
is such a not Hype Train point. That was well said. And a great point from the Hype Train.
Hype Train, I don't know how
I'll go back to Hype Train for a second.
Because that's not Hype Train. That's not what you're here for. But that was a great point.
No, I like you're dropping knowledge and you're also going to drop some absolute garbage on the show. So that's what we like from you.
Absolutely.
You're
going to
bring some good and some bad. All right, Cleveland going on the road to face the Houston Texans. Texans getting 9.5 points at home. The thing with Deshaun Watson has been, and I know I brought this up during our fantasy show, he is 4 points behind Alex Smith with 1 less game played. The kid he's like averaging 5 touchdowns a game. It's stupid what he's doing thus far. Do I think he keeps that up? Absolutely not. They lost 2 very, very crucial pieces to this defense for the Houston Texans this week. But Cleveland is not going to go on the road and contest with this offense. I just don't see that happening. and I probably see them covering the spread and winning by 10, 30,
20. If I ask you what you think of, first thing you think of when I say Houston Texans, what's it always been?
Defense.
Not anymore.
Nope.
It's Deshaun Watson's team. Normally, if you lost Merciless and J.J. Watt for the year in the
You're
same
done.
Game,
done.
The panic has set in, the sky has fallen in Houston, and they don't even care. They don't care.
No, they're...
It is Deshaun Watson's team. It is an offensive team. They are rolling. I don't think they keep putting it up like they've been putting it up.
No, but my
But they
oh
are
my.
Really good.
They played Kansas City last week and put up those points.
Will Fuller's back. It looks phenomenal.
Yep.
He got no credit. He was only a deep threat last year. He's running different routes. He looks like more of a complete receiver on the other side of Hopkins. I think it continues. I've got 28-17. I don't know that they really blow the doors off of him.
No.
Because I think Hogan's a little bit more solid than Deshaun Kizer. I don't think they're going to get the same turnover ratio.
Yeah, turnover mistakes.
If he plays, but they win handily.
Interesting question here. Do you think reverse of what the Bears did, they started him right off the bat, and now they're, the statements that they put out is that, you know, he's kind of making these rookie mistakes. Do you think they should have just kept him out there to just show the confidence?
If you're
going to
go
him?
With him in week one, you go with him through, until he gets
That's
hurt.
That's what I
if
think. Because
if you're looking at it from a Browns point of view, nobody finishes the season.
For sure.
Don't bench him. Why?
Yeah, I just
you're
think
trying to win games when you're 0-5. There's no point. Let the kid grow. If he's the future and that's why you drafted him, this is why you continue to be a dumpster fire. Let him take the lumps.
Yeah.
It's
going to
do nothing but make him better later on.
Yeah, I just think this ruins his confidence, benching him in the middle of a football game. But hype train, go ahead. You got something.
This is probably a non-hype train point.
Oh, boy.
But with the crop of quarterbacks that are coming in next year, don't you kind of have to know what Deshaun Kizer is? Because you're probably going to have a pretty good pick.
Yep. Absolutely.
For
another,
sure.
Another great point by the non-hype train over here. I'm going to have hashtag hype train and hashtag non-hype train. You do, but that's exactly – if you go back to the draft, the most talented-looking guy is Kizer. The most non-ready-to-play right now was Kizer, who was the first one to start in week one before Watson and Trubisky. That's on that coaching staff and that front office. Now, if you were going to do that, I'm fine with it. But you're saying we're going to struggle and we're going to give him time to struggle. You can't bench him in week five.
No, made no sense.
Makes no sense.
No.
If you do, okay, that one was getting ugly. Bench him. But immediately come back out and say Deshaun Kizer's our starter and he's starting next week. They didn't do that. They think they're going to win games all of a sudden. And that's I get it. Coaches are trying to save their jobs, all that. This needs to be an organizational decision. But to your point, yeah, they're going to have another really good pick, and you need to know what you got.
Yeah, and if they don't play him, you're not going to know what the hell you got. Green Bay going on the road, a divisional game against the Minnesota Vikings. Green Bay getting 3 points on the road, which is always interesting to see the home team not getting the points. Now, Green Bay coming off one of the best victories I've watched in the last 5 or 6 years. Aaron Rodgers, I will continue to say it. I know Jake and I have crushes on this guy. He's unbelievable to watch. He's just unbelievable to watch.
I even love his commercials.
Oh, I hate that. I tweeted that. I was like, I hate that I enjoy the State Farm commercial because I want to hate him so bad, and I just can't do it because he's so beautiful to watch play football, and then I watch him in the State Farm commercial with the damn dog, and I'm laughing my ass off, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe that I like this Green Bay quarterback. But back to the football aspect of this game, Minnesota has this quarterback conundrum going on that Sam Bradford is clearly not healthy yet.
Clearly.
And they're going to have to probably go with Case Keenum going forward, and I just don't know if he gives them enough to stay with this Green Bay offense.
No, he doesn't. But if you're Minnesota, you got to go with Case Keenum. He has looked good and give some stability to the position. If Sam needs another month, give it another month. And if you're 3-1 and Case Keenum is playing well, then sit Sam on the bench.
It's been his
entire career. He can't stay healthy.
Nope.
Leads the NFL in completion percentage a year ago, comes out in week one, throws for 80%, and looks like a world beater. Can't stay healthy. You got to go with the healthy guy here and give some stability to your team. The Packers don't play that good in Minnesota. They never have. Doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers is not – they're getting guys back. They're getting healthier here
Finally,
and there. By the way, they found a rookie running back that they really like.
Yep.
Ty Montgomery, who?
Yeah,
that's going to
be
that experiment
Jones
is
going
to be going
forward.
Back to Ty Montgomery being a role player and Jones being the guy. I think the Packers are going to nothing but get better rolling. I think it's still a close game.
For sure.
I think
it
got 27-23 Packers just because it's on the road in the division. But
yeah.
And that defense is still really good.
For sure. I have it a little lower scoring. I have 23-20 Packers.
I can see that.
Hype train, bring it on in.
This is hype train.
Oh,
ready
yes.
for this? Teddy Bridgewater starts more games the rest of the way than Sam Bradford.
We're silent.
I'm never silent when there's a hype train moment.
There you go.
He's doing his job, then.
I got one for you. Neither one of them started another game in Minnesota.
Wow.
This is my the hype train's my gig, Jake. You can't don't take this is how I got on the show in the first place. Don't take it from
this
me.
This is my
that's
shtick.
A good hype train moment. That's I don't.
No, I can.
I don't
see.
Think that's a bad thing.
Here's
honestly
the
at this point, you gotta, but you got to go with somebody that's healthy that can practice all week, or you're not building anything with that team.
Not only that, but I Dr. Parekh, who's on our fantasy show, who does stuff for our fantasy doctor analytics, who's an actual doctor, an actual surgeon in at Duke University, one of the smartest guys I know. I texted him and I go, is it just me? Or like Bradford is just, I cannot understand how he plays football with how small he is. Like he goes out there and I'm looking at
frail,
his legs.
He's a tall guy.
He's frail.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him and going, if he takes a hit, and sure enough, he got hit in the backfield a couple of times, the Bears defense brought, and you could tell.
But he couldn't move. He's not healthy and he's trying to plant and throw off his back foot. Two ACLs on that same knee,
yeah,
and
no.
Now you're having problems with it. I mean, it's just not.
Yeah, it's not
a
happen.
Good rest because they're a good team.
For sure.
Dalvin Cook was a bigger injury than Sam Bradford because
yep.
Case Keenum looked good.
Yep.
But you got to bring some stability to what's going on there offensively.
All right, Detroit going on the road to play New Orleans. New Orleans getting 4.5 points at home. Detroit coming off a tough loss at home to the Carolina Panthers. I really believed in Detroit, and I thought they almost were going to come back and win that game last week. They looked like Matthew Stafford always has that fourth quarter magic that he turns on. This is a tough one for them because Drew Brees, this offense. But I think this might be my upset of the week. I think Detroit is going to go on the road, and I think they're going to win this football game against New Orleans.
Ding, ding, ding. I agree 100%. I am yep. still on the Detroit train. I still believe in them. That New Orleans defense, I still think is a fluke from the last couple weeks. They've played a little bit better. But you know what I see here? I see the last couple years of Matt Ryan and Drew Brees going at it. Or Eli down there and Drew Brees going at it. It's been like 45, 41,
yep.
throwing it back and forth. Neither one of these quarterbacks are going to quit late in the fourth quarter. I've got 34-27 Detroit. I think it's a hell of a game to watch. I think you're going to see a lot of offense. I'm a little bit scared of Stafford dealing with an ankle and a hamstring, I believe.
Yeah.
Because he's looked so Aaron Rodgers-ish.
Full practice yesterday.
Getting out of the pocket and throwing on the run and stuff.
Yep.
I just think it's going to be a really fun game to watch. Both teams have been fairly consistent.
For sure.
But Detroit's been one of the most consistent teams all year.
Yeah. So what's the score here?
I got 34-27.
34-27. The over-under on that game's 50, so you know what to do. New England and the New York Jets. Oh, boy. Here he is. He's calling the signals. I'm going to let him start his hype train before we even get into this matchup. All right, New York Jets fan, bring it on us.
Josh McCown leads the New York Jets to a victory against the New England Patriots.
Oh, dear God.
Got a score on that one?
28-20. 28-20 Jets. I think New England's defensive outing last week was a bit of a fluke on a short week against Tampa Bay. I think they struggle. I think the Jets are comfortable with Josh McCown. Tom Brady's got a little bit of a boo-boo on his left throwing shoulder. It may affect him if they can get some pressure on him.
Opposite throwing shoulder.
His non-throwing shoulder.
Keep talking.
That's fine.
I'm loving this. Yeah, are we recording right now?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're rolling.
Oh,
no worries. Yeah, we got proof of all this. He's got
10:33 a.m.
Yeah.
on Thursday morning.
He's got a bit of a boo-boo on his non-throwing shoulder,
okay,
his left
stop.
Shoulder.
Stop.
He gets hit there. He's
stop. I'm cutting you off.
All right, go ahead.
All right, hype train.
No way in hell. That happens. I literally almost picked up New England's fantasy defense this week because there's no way this continues. Are they bad? Yes. Have they been awful? Yes. It's changing. I promise you. They're going to start changing what they do.
9.5 points.
I got
9.5 points.
I got the
England
Patriots 31-20. I love what the Jets have done. Right now, Todd Bowles is coach of the year. They're 3-2. They do not have what it takes to continue to keep this going. I got the exact opposite of what you are hype training on here. New England is New England, and they flex their muscles this week in New York.
I'm in total agreement. I have nothing else to say other than I'm in complete shock that the New York Jets fan is picking the New York Jets as his hype train of the week. I cannot believe it that the New York Jets fan in the room is hype train. You got anything over there, hype train?
No, just stop. I mean, the fact that you're a Jets fan doesn't really, it kind of defeats the hype train-ish a little bit. But
No, because you got to know going into this season, I've never heard anybody down on their football team more than hype train.
They're
back
doing
there.
The opposite of what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to tank, and they're winning games.
Yeah, you're pissed. Because
yeah,
you know
I'm not
this.
Happy about
we talked
this.
Talked about this last week. Nobody tanks in the NFL, and they're a well-coached team.
Yeah, Todd Bowles is a great coach, but the idea was that they were supposed to lose games. They're not doing it. They can't even tank right.
Oh,
they
man.
Can't even take.
They
right.
can't even take right. That's
it's a long season. There's not a lot more wins in there for them, I don't think. But they have been really good so far.
That's a hype train moment of the week. But we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get into San Francisco and Washington. All right, we're back and we're laughing because hype train is out of control. That is, I'm Paige DeMacos with Jake Arians and hype train behind the producer mic. San Francisco going on the road to play the Washington Redskins. The Redskins are a 10-point favorite. They looked pretty good at home thus far. They even went on the road and played a pretty tough game against the Kansas City Chiefs. I could see them covering this 10 points. I really could. I think this is a much better football team than we anticipated. So I'm going to pick this game to be 30-20. I think that's in San Francisco just doesn't have a lot.
I've got 27-21.
Okay.
I don't think they cover.
Wow.
No, okay. Norman hurts.
Yep.
But that defense has been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Redskins have been one of the most consistent teams so far this
sure
season,
have.
Too. They're at home. San Francisco and the Colts, neither one are as bad as everybody wanted to make out to be after week one.
For sure.
We've talked about that. The separation between the top team and the worst team in this league is not that much. If you're a 49ers fan, I want every game to go like it's gone so far this year. We're so close, and we can't pull it off. And when the draft time rolls around in April, you're going, because you're right there for what you need. Yes, hype train.
Hype train.
Raises his hand again.
Over, under, 2.5 side-by-side camera shots of Kirk Cousins and Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, I take the over.
Over, for sure.
Just wanted to know.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that.
Over, for sure.
Can we start adding prop bets into this
podcast? Sure, I'll throw them in there as
I
go.
Yeah, I definitely like
that.
I
want to add a non-hype train thing for a second. Jonathan Allen's been really impressive for that Washington defense.
Stud.
Yeah.
Stud. He's exactly what you hope if you draft him in the first round.
All right, Tampa Bay going on the road to play the old Arizona Cardinals here in the Valley. 1.5-point favorite for the road team. Tampa Bay's getting 1.5 points. Jake's already starting to smile.
Pass me the hype train shirt. Pass it over. I'll take it for this one. I'll take the Homer hype train shirt right here.
Go ahead, Jake. It's all you, man.
I'll give you the analysis before the hype train.
Okay.
Not a good matchup for Tampa Bay.
Okay.
If you're playing Arizona, what's the one thing you're hoping you got as a pass rush? Who's been the worst pass rushing team in the league so far and the worst pass defense in the league so far at Tampa Bay?
Yep.
Now, that doesn't bode well going. Your offense has not been very consistent. I think this Arizona defense is going to simplify things a little bit, get back to just being really solid across the board. So I don't think they're giving up a lot. Hype train moment, Adrian Peterson trade this week.
Huge trade for them.
My analysis of that is, and I love Chris Johnson. I wish he had more because he's a great dude. But if you have Adrian Peterson, for every run that Chris Johnson's had, you're averaging a yard to 1.1 yards more just for the fact he's that physical and he's falling forward. Two offensive linemen coming back. And if you're playing against Adrian Peterson and the Arizona Cardinals, what's the one thing you have to do is you think you have to stop the run? What does that allow you to be susceptible to, which you're already bad at? Play action over the top.
Yep.
Don't be surprised if you see no risk it, no biscuit at its finest this week.
Dear
and I think
God,
I think they
please.
Connect enough. I got the Cardinals 24-20.
Okay. I could see that happening. I'm gonna pick them to win as well, but I'm gonna pick a lower scoring game, 21-17. I just haven't been impressed with Tampa Bay at all, offensively or defensively. And nothing about what Jameis has done thus far believes me to pick this team going on the road. I know Arizona hasn't been impressive, but Tampa Bay is just not where we thought they were gonna be at all. And I'm not going to pick this team to go on the road. I just, maybe it's call me the home dog, whatever you want to call me. But I just feel like this Arizona team's going to play much better than they have in the
past
couple
weeks.
There's
real analysis to what we both just said.
For sure.
As homers and home dogs here. But let me say something else. When you trade for a guy like Adrian Peterson, and you might have a little bit of questions in your locker room of where we're heading, and we've got injuries, and we've lost a couple close games, and we got blown out last week, what does it do? It brings renewed excitement to what's going on to the fan
base.
Take
a look at Larry Fitzgerald's Twitter account. I have never, I'm not joking, I have never ever seen, Larry is the king of the sponsored Twitter posts.
Yes.
He posted a GIF for the first time ever. We showed it in our fantasy show because I was stunned. My mood this morning, it's a little boy dancing, and I was like, man, oh man. Fitz is pumped up, and that bodes well for the Arizona Cardinals offensively because that gives like a little rejuvenation to Larry Fitzgerald.
By the way,
offense.
I don't think he's done. He's not the 25-year-old all day AD,
no.
But he's got something left.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hype train, you got something?
Over under 0.5 touchdowns for Adrian Peterson on Sunday.
Oh, I'm taking him to score a touchdown.
Two.
Woo.
Now take the over on 1.5 then.
Now that's a hype train. All right, the LA Rams going on the road to play the Jacksonville Jaguars, who just went on the road to Pittsburgh, picked Big Ben off 5 times, punched that team in the mouth, and I just, they're getting 2.5 points at home. The LA Rams have been getting a lot of love, which I think they're coming back down to earth now. And this Jacksonville team, I think we finally figured out who they are. Defensively, they're going to be a very, very tough team, and good luck to Goff throwing on Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Bouye because that team is phenomenal defense.
I'm gonna rewind my own anti-hype for a couple weeks. I watched every play of Seattle, LA last week.
Yep.
LA is better than I thought.
Yep.
They don't deserve the hype that they've been getting.
No, but that's because they're in LA.
We were correct, but they played a physical defense in the division, and they should have won by 10.
For sure.
They handed a gift to the Seattle Seahawks. They should have won that game. I more learned that Seattle's exactly what you and I have been thinking they are after watching that. But the Rams are okay. Now let's talk about Jacksonville. Has there been a more impressive win in the NFL in 4 or 5 years than going on the road and punching the Steelers in the mouth?
No.
90-yard house call, Leonard Fournette, 181 yards rushing. Beat them down in Pittsburgh.
I mean, 5 picks. I mean, Big Ben got picked off at home 5 times.
A couple of those were garbage that he's taking credit for. He didn't play great. But
it's a home loss.
They threw it 55 times or whatever it was after you force-feed Le'Veon Bell in the division the week before. I don't know. It's not a good matchup for the Rams, though.
Yeah.
High-flying offense, whatever, because not only is Jacksonville really hard to throw on, and maybe the best secondary in the league, Legion to Boom has nothing on these guys at this point, but they're stopping the run,
for sure.
And they're getting after the passer. I've got Jacksonville at home 24-20.
Yep.
I think the Rams' defense steps up and slows Fournette down enough, but I just can't pick against Jacksonville in this game. They've been up and down, and the Rams have been more consistent, but I think the up is starting to
really show
what Jacksonville
is. And they've been more up than down.
Yeah,
they've had enough they
laying an egg in New York against the Jets.
Yeah, but they kicked the Ravens' ass on the road. I mean, that was in monster. I mean, that was ridiculous in London. And this game, they blew these guys out. I mean, they've had some very, very impressive wins.
The two things that may be the most impressive of those big wins is who you just beat.
For sure.
You play the AFC North, and you're sore. But the two teams they played were the ones in the ice tub.
Yep.
They are physical.
Yep.
For a high-flying, lots of big names, good corners, whatever, they will hit you in the mouth. And that's really the identity of this team, which is Tom Coughlin and Doug Monroe. I like them.
Yeah,
I'm starting to believe a little hype on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, Jacksonville 23-20. What do you got, hype train?
So this is courtesy of Eric Edholm, who writes for FanRagSports.com. In the 3 wins for Jacksonville, Blake Bortles has averaged 22 pass attempts, and their 2 losses, 34.5 pass attempts. So do not throw the ball a whole lot if you're Jacksonville, and you will win.
Yeah, I think that they've realized now what they need out of Blake Bortles, and that is mistake-free football. Run the damn ball. I mean, that's what they got to do. And I think,
a full-grown man doing it.
I think they're going to be just fine. All right, Pittsburgh Steelers, this is always a good matchup between these two teams. The Steelers going on the road to Arrowhead to play the Kansas City Chiefs, who just came off an impressive road victory against the Houston Texans. This is the most complete team in the NFL. I mean,
they are
firing on all cylinders. It looks like every single person. I mean, Charkandrick West had a big game. Kareem Hunt continues to do things. Travis Kelce. I mean, they're just overall, I've never seen this offense clicking the way it has. And I think it's just, you've seen some stuff from Andy Reid that I haven't seen in previous years.
And to be completely honest, I didn't think they had the weapons to be this good offensively.
Sure.
And they've been great, but they also have won in multiple ways.
Yep.
The thing that's the most impressive with me is it doesn't matter how they're getting it done. They're just getting it done.
Yep.
Close games, big games, high-scoring games, low-scoring games, whatever. I almost want to have a ding, ding, ding upset of the week on this because this is not when you want to catch the Steelers.
Yep.
I always pick the Chiefs against the Steelers. It's been good for 5 years other than last year. Big Ben takes shots when he plays the Chiefs. Justin Houston always hits him in the chest. But this is not when you want to catch this Steelers team. They don't lose 2 in a row. They don't get embarrassed like that. It's also a really tough matchup for them to have to go on the road after getting hit in the mouth like that at home.
Yep.
I got the Chiefs 31-27 in my game of the week.
Yeah.
I think that Big Ben is not going down without a fight. I know him well, people. I promise you that crap after the press conference, and maybe I don't have it anymore, was as smirky as it gets. He was not meaning that.
Yeah.
There is not a more confident or more competitive guy on this planet. I don't care if we're throwing horseshoes. Or throwing beer cans in the trash from across the room.
No, I talked to him.
He wins at everything.
Yeah, I talked to him at your event in Georgia, and I've never met a more competitive individual than that guy.
He's not going down without a fight. I think this is going to be an awesome game to watch.
For sure.
And a great atmosphere in Arrowhead is going to let the Steelers have it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
If Pittsburgh was at home, I'd pick Pittsburgh to win this game.
I would agree with that.
But going on the road, I agree with you. I think it's going to be a really, really close game. I think it's going to be 30-27. I think it's going to be down to the last minute. Pittsburgh might even be driving to try and win the football game and end up losing because they just can't get it done. But Kansas City's too complete and too good at home. I can't pick Pittsburgh after these couple of bad performances. But I do think that they're going to play a good game. The LA Chargers. I'll hype train. You got anything? You got
no.
You gonna try and tell us the Pittsburgh's gonna go on the road?
No, I agree with you guys. I actually think this is gonna be the most entertaining game of the week.
Yep, I think so too. Those two teams always very, very, very fun to watch. All right, the LA Chargers going on the road to play the Oakland Raiders. No line on this game because we don't know what's going on with Derek Carr yet. But it was Schefter reported earlier in the over the weekend that it was likely that Derek Carr would play in this game. Obviously, that changes the complete landscape of this game. So let's go with the fact that Derek Carr is in this game, and if he doesn't play, then just throw this game out.
I got the Raiders 28-23. Okay. If Carr plays, for the simple fact that they can't lose four in a row, can they? With five question marks on my notes over here.
Yeah.
We thought they'd take a step back.
Yep.
Amari Cooper has been non-existent and all of a sudden can't catch. Crazy, because he's one of the best young receivers in the league. I don't really have a lot of analysis because the Chargers have been consistent. They just haven't won a lot of games.
Yep.
And they're good in the division. They're good going on the road in the division. I'm gonna have to think, as much as I believe in Derek Carr, that he can pull something off if he comes back and gets them back on track. Because if they lose four straight, this whole thing can get away from them quick.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick against this team with Derek Carr. I think if Derek Carr does not play, it would not surprise me whatsoever if the LA Chargers go in there and win the football game. But I do have them winning this football game. I think it's going to be a really good one. This divisional rivals, LA, doesn't have – they're going to be
– all grass, no baseball field.
Yeah.
Back to looking like a football stadium.
Back to a suitable football stadium, maybe. Yeah, I'm going to keep Oakland here. I know that Hype Train was looking at me when we were talking about Amari Cooper because I'm just dumbfounded as how someone so talented could drop so many footballs.
Couldn't catch a beach ball right now.
That's a hype train.
That's a hype train. That's right a hype.
There it is. Couldn't catch a beach ball. All right. The New York Giants going on the road to Denver, Sunday Night Football. Denver is one of the most fun teams to watch play at home, and this sets up their 11.5-point favorite at home against the New York Giants because the New York Giants don't have any wide receivers left. Their entire wide receiving core is out, with the exception of Sterling Shepard, who's questionable going into this game.
They only had one before four of them got hurt.
Yeah. I mean, this is just... This is a very depleted team, and I think, man, oh, man, this is going to be an ugly game for Eli Manning. Ugly game.
Giants fans and people in the organization went, man, we're 0-5, and we're playing on national TV in Denver. Good. And, oh, by the way, we lost our top four receivers.
Yeah. And we just suspended.
If you have Evan Ingram in fantasy, you got to be ecstatic because that's the only dude they got left on that offense. I think this is ugly. I got 30-17 trying to be nice because I believe in Eli being a professional. Hard pace to play, really hard defense to play against. This could get
real ugly.
Really ugly. And all that being said, when that's the case in the NFL, what happens?
Sometimes
24-20, the home team wins in a close game.
For sure.
And the professionals show up. I just can't see that. Knowing New York like I do and how bad it's getting already, a national TV game on Sunday Night Football and an embarrassment, all that place needs to just go up in flames and be
really bad the rest of the year. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie getting suspended because he left practice. I mean, this team is just a complete dumpster fire.
It is one bad game from completely imploding and the media taking over that team and major, major, major changes coming.
And it doesn't help that the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills in their own state are playing pretty good football.
I got a question for the hype train.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Eli Manning to the Jacksonville Jaguars hype train. Are you loving it?
This is exactly where I was going to go. I was going to say the Giants need to trade Eli Manning. Because you're already 0-5, you're not going anywhere this year. You don't have any of your receivers. You're going to have to draft a successor for Eli Manning anyway this year, probably.
Or one of the five free agent quarterbacks that are going to be on the market.
Or you can sign one of those guys and then get better at another position in the draft. Why not? Eli's going to turn 37 at the end of the year. You basically just wasted a year of his career. Does anyone think he's going to get better at age 37? I certainly don't.
I actually like it. I think it makes sense for both teams. Jacksonville is young. They've had great drafts. They can afford to give up some stuff, but it might be the missing piece of them making a nice run in the AFC.
And who's in charge in Jacksonville?
Tom Coughlin.
That's the thing that I think connects it all here is Tom Coughlin knows that Eli Manning can put all this together for them, and they don't need Eli to throw the ball 35 times and throw for 300 yards.
No, they do not.
They got a good defense and a good running game. That's how Eli won two Super Bowls. He can go down there in Jacksonville and do it again.
But he can throw it 35 times.
if they need him to.
I need a light bulb when Type Train says something good, and then we need some sounders. Can you work on that, producer?
Yeah, I'm also not doing a good job on my debut episode of sounding like I'm intelligent. I'm not bringing the hype train. I'm making good points. Yeah, that's not what I normally do.
No, you made up for all the bad good Jets, points with the Jets pick.
you're just trust me.
And I wouldn't surprise me if the Giants won this game. I really wouldn't.
Oh,
we
Christ.
Talked about this before the show. It would not surprise me at all if the Giants won this football game. I do not think this Denver team is as good as their record. I really don't.
Hype train.
They're a kick away from being 2-2.
Hype train, you've had the mic for too long. All right. Let's mute you for a little while here.
That home crowd, I don't care who they're playing.
You need a suspension from the mic for a little bit. All right, last game, Monday Night Football, no line because we don't know what's going on with Marcus Mariota. Indianapolis going on the road to play the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee's been a huge disappointment thus far this season. Indianapolis has played about as good as they can, considering they're out playing their third-string quarterback in Jacoby Brissett. And we continue to be on Andrew Luck watch. But I don't anticipate, and I told you this at the beginning of the year, I don't anticipate them bringing him back maybe at all this season. They're going to wait as long as they possibly can because they know this team is not going anywhere, and it's not worth bringing him in to take some lickings until he is 100% healthy.
Please, God, for his sake, don't.
Yeah.
I literally cringed when I watched him throw a pass last week, the one pass that they let out on the media, and I don't know if they did that on purpose because it was his first one of the day.
Kind of seemed like it was leaked on purpose.
I love that kid, and I hope they don't play him for a while. The Colts are not that bad. Their front seven's good. This is not a good matchup for Tennessee, Mariota or no Mariota. I'm taking them at home, 28-24. The Colts
with front, or without Mariota?
With Mariota. Okay. Without, I'm taking the Colts.
Okay.
Not a good matchup. It's hard to run the Colts. Their front seven's been good. They get after the passer a little bit. If Mariota plays, he's in the pocket. That takes away their read option game and some of their stuff that they like to do. And their defense has been a big disappointment. I think the Colts found something in Mack, spelling Frank Gore a little bit.
Yep.
And Jacoby Brissett's been solid, man. He's been good. He's getting better every week. I think he's learning a little bit more of what they're expecting from him. I think this is a good game.
Yeah.
I think it's an entertaining Monday night game.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be a close one. But Tennessee, for their sake, Mariota's
got to
play.
The league has to be pissed because you're thinking you got Mariota and Andrew Luck in the division. Like, this is going to be a great Monday night matchup, and you might have Jacoby Brissett and Matt Castle. Like, for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I might need I need that Monday Night poster. You know how they have the guys, like last week they had Bradford and Trubisky, and this week they're going to have potentially Matt Castle. Oh my God. I need that. I need Hype Train. I need you photoshopped into that poster.
For sure.
Because you're a part of that Monday Night Football action that's going on. All right, any parting thoughts? We'll start to, Jake, we'll go to you first. Any parting thoughts on this week?
Kind of back to what the NFL is.
Yep.
I think we get back on track. We're 46-31 right now through 5 weeks, which is pretty good. Not as good as I've been in the past or you've been in the past or what we'd like to be, but it's been really solid throughout the league of people picking games. But I think we're starting to learn a lot of what these teams are, and I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of that come to fruition as we move forward.
I agree. Hype train?
The two New York teams, the Jets and the Giants, they may get victories this week.
Dear God. I'm sorry that
when you edit this, edit that out, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we had to have you hear that, listeners. I really apologize for Hype Train this week. It's a shame that he's wearing that Blackhawk shirt. I should probably take it away from him. That's what I'm going to do today. That's my parting thought. My parting thought actually going into this week, I think this, just like what Jake said, I think a lot of we're 6 weeks in. We're getting to know a lot about what football teams are really good, and I expect some of the teams, i.e. the Chiefs, to continue to do what they're going to do and show us that they might be the Super Bowl team finally for Andy Reid that gets it done. Which
we start to get a little clarity in the NFC as well.
Yep,
we
agree.
Three teams tied at 4-1. Mm-hmm. I think some of those start to separate themselves.
The most interesting one is the NFC West because really those teams are all kind of right in that little bubble and nobody looks great. All right, well, for Hype Train, who's behind the producer, Mike, Jake Arians, I am Paige DeMacos. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, look up The Sports Page, and you can follow Jake at Jake B. Arians, and you can follow me at @_sportspage. And I'm not telling you where to find Hype Train because I don't want him to get heckled on Twitter. All right. Everybody have a good day.